Okay. In terms of faith, faith's very personal to me. It's a big thing for me, and throughout my life, I've been sort of at both aspects of faith. I've been along the lines of, you know, there's a God and everything's all governed by God. And then to the extreme of there isn't a God. Everything just happens the way it happens, and I've been sort of everywhere in between. For me, I was brought up a Hindu, and it's still sort of the faith that I follow and sort of various aspects for it. And it's a big comfort to me at times. It's something that, you know, I start my day with a prayer. I like to end it with a prayer. And it gives you support and sometimes guidance during the day and during sort of your life. But for me, faith is, as I said, it's very personal. And what I don't believe in is blind faith. For me, faith is there to help and support you. But blind faith is where someone will blindly follow something and things are never challenged. And I think sometimes faith as such is a common ideal. And I think it needs to be challenged by people in terms of how things move forward and how people view things. And sometimes faith can, you know, someone in a position of power as such could say, you know, you need to do this or you need to act in this way. And people believe in it blindly. And I think sometimes that's a big challenge. But for me, faith is a massive part of my life. And I'm not by any respects a practicing Hindu, but it's something that I believe in. It has its role in my life and a position in my life, and it's a big comfort tool. And also for me, as well as being a comfort tool when things are bad, for me, I like to say thank you when things are good as well. Because I think if you're forever saying, please help me get through this, help me get through that, help with this, I think it's a bit of both. Same with anything. You need to sort of go through both sides. Otherwise, if one side sort of dominates, it's never a good thing.
Full interview on BookOfPharmacists.com.